crazy tips for beginners. If you're a beginner in wholesaling real estate, I got you. I'm going to share three tips with you today that you need to take all the way straight to the bank. And hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about three crazy tips for beginners. If you're a beginner in wholesaling real estate, I got you. I'm going to share three tips with you today that you need to take all the way straight to the bank. And I'm sharing these tips with you because you're probably going to hear otherwise in other places, but I'm going to give you the reason behind why I'm telling you what I tell you. And I'm going to make sure it makes sense to you, because when it makes sense to you, then obviously you're the one making a decision that, that makes sense. Let's go this route. Now, as a beginner, one of the things I'm going to share with you right now, number one tip is, this is marketing. Wholesaling real estate is about marketing. That's it. No more, no less. You're not becoming a lawyer. You don't have to learn law, okay? You don't have to learn the laws of real estate. Unless you want to get licensed, they will teach you all the laws in the class for getting licensed. But when it comes to wholesaling and making money, even as a wholesaler, even as a realtor brokerage, right? Even as a brokerage realtor, rather, right? It's about marketing. It's about your ability to find deals using mass marketing. If you fail at that, you will fail at everything else. That's a fact. So this number one tip for you is that this is about marketing. Great. Before I dive into the second tip, there's a question that came in, okay, that I think we should put, factor in here, right? The question says, as a brand new investor, what kind of deals should I be focused on? Well, if you're a brand new investor, what kind of deals you should be focused on? It's a very deep question. It's a very loaded question, but it depends on your resources. How much of time versus money do you have, okay? But even if you have so much money and you feel like you don't have time, I still think you should pretend that you don't have money and you have time. Because that way you're able to build a real business out of this. Because when you come into the table that I have money, I don't have time, then you're trying to act like an investor, and then you're expecting that your money will go to work for you and double itself. And unfortunately, it doesn't really work that way, because there's learning curve. There are things you need to learn about the business that just so happens with experience, So I will say pretend that you don't have money, but you have so much time, meaning create time, meaning manage your schedule. You can't really manage time anymore. In project management, there's no such thing as managing time anymore. It's called managing your schedule. Everyone has the same 24 hours in a day. So the difference between the losers and the winners are people who learn how to manage schedule and not people trying to create time. There's no creating time. You have time that are limited, period, okay? Now, with that being said, if you learn how to manage your time, right, along with having the luxury of you have some money, then that's a good mix, okay? So find the hybrid there, go through a training and mentorship or something that will show you how to manage your schedule along with the money. That could be a very nice backbone. But if you have your back against the wall and all you have is time and you don't have any money, then welcome to the world of entrepreneurship. This is going to be a nice ride for you. It's a great place to be, okay? So if you're a brand new investor, the first tip is about marketing. Learn marketing. If you have too much money, hire people to learn marketing, okay? Because it will benefit you. You'll build a whole business and not just investing, right? But when you build a business that generates your leads, then you can invest in the leads that you generate. But there are two different entities. Just keep that in mind. There's fix and flippers, the investors, meaning you want your money to work for you. There's also people who build a business out of this, and you can build a full-time business, you can have employees, and you can work your wholesaling operation / a brokerage operation. You can get some license, you can have realtors working for you. There are all kinds of possibilities there. But as an investor, where should you focus on? Pick wholesaling. Here's why I say you should pick wholesaling, because I'm going to be the first to tell you to... Number one tip, this is about marketing. Let's go to number two tip. Funny enough, number two tip is this: your time worth. You want to be very mindful of what your time is worth. Even if you feel like all you have is time, right, and you don't have any money, right, I want you to be aware of the fact that you could go to work, make $20 an hour right now, and you're able to pay somebody $4, $5, $3 an hour to do all the dirty work, and the arbitrage between is yours to keep. And you get to make money, and you have this person building a business for you, just like you're building a business for the person you work for, right? So I want you to be very mindful of what your time is worth. That's the second tip. What is your time worth? Would you rather drive around for dollars collecting data, or you spend $50, have access to 3,000 pieces of data right now? That's completely up to you. There's no strategy that doesn't work if you work it until it works, including driving for dollars, including knocking on doors, including hanging out at the train station and talking to random folks. At some point, it will work. My question for you is that, are you still gonna be working at the point that it's supposed to work? So I don't know if it's gonna work 3 years from now. I don't know if it's gonna work 2 years from now. I don't know if it's 10 years from now. You don't know, I don't know. Are you still gonna be in the business, or you would have been frustrated out of the business? Because I'm gonna tell you right now, knocking on doors is extremely excruciating, right? Even marketing by itself, and even if you're using digital marketing, on your heart, when you're expecting and you're doing this deal, it's not necessarily easy. It's simple, but it's not easy, right? So you want to position yourself in a place where you're not going to get frustrated out of the business, okay? And where is that? Where you understand that time is worth everything, not just money. Time is worth more than money, okay? So if you're going to drive around 3 hours every single day driving for dollars, and if you calculate that based off of $20 per hour, right? 20 times 3, right? How many pieces of data, how many property addresses did you write down? Are there better ways for you to collect that same addresses? Could you have other people work for you? Even for free, yes, without you having to do that. So for example, the people that do Deal Machine, you can do the enterprise level and have other people drive around for dollars for you. It's about how you think. It's about you becoming resourceful and learning that it's not about how much work you do, for how much work you get done. You get paid for results as an entrepreneur. You don't get paid for doing things. You get paid for getting things done. So if that means you're doing it or other people are doing it for you, as long as they get done, that's how you get paid. Okay? So I wanted to share that with you as a second tip. Be aware. Be very aware. What is your time worth? Would you rather drive around for dollars, knock on doors, or there are better technologies today for you to get things moving a lot more faster, a lot more conveniently? Should you go find a job at $15 an hour, $20 an hour, and then find a way to strategically use that money to build your business? You can absolutely do it. I think the latter is better, where you understand you want to start putting money to work, you want to become resourceful, understand that it's not about how much energy you physically put in, it's about your mindset, it's about entrepreneurship mindset, what it's about. The third tip is this: leverage, okay? Leverage is everything. This is entrepreneurship, like I said earlier. Wholesaling, yes, is about finding deeply discounted properties, locking them under contract, and then selling the contract. But let me tell you something. I didn't tell you that the first one is gonna work out. Could it work out? Yes, it may work out. I didn't tell you it's the second one. It could be the next three after your first two that fell apart, right? But you want to be in the business when it actually works. So in order to, for you to keep going and be consistent, consistency is key, right? That should actually be one of these tips. But again, this is about marketing, it's about time worth, it's about leverage. Those are the three crazy tips I want to share with you. You always, perpetually, always want to be looking for things that can help you get a lot more done with less time and less energy input, okay? So you have all types of processes in your business, right? Your input, output. Input, processing, tools and techniques, output, right? You have all those things, right? But you always want to find ways to have less input for bigger outputs. How do I know that? Well, today I'm using an iPhone to shoot this video. Well, I was just talking to my wife earlier. About 30 years ago, I have an uncle who is a cinematographer. He has one of those big cameras. To have one of those cameras back then was gold. Today, not so much, okay? Today we could shoot a 4K, okay, quality video on this iPhone right now. So we're doing more with less. So if your business is working backwards, you got a problem. That's problematic, okay? And in every aspect of this business, you want to think of it that way. So now, I said a lot. Remember, I said it's three crazy tips for beginners. It's a mindset thing, okay? This is about marketing. If you want to put all your focus on anything, put it on learning how to market in 2000 and digital. Okay? Very, very clean. Very simple, okay? Number two, okay? The number two tip is this. Time worth. What is your time worth? Is it worth $20 an hour? Is it worth 30? Could you find a job at $20 an hour? Then you need to be aware of how much hours you're using to do all these manual things. That's not guaranteed to bring you money, okay? You can use a job as a stepping stone to build your business. So just keep that in mind. I'm not saying you should end up on a job for life. I'm just saying, think about it as part of your business. Could you use it as a stepping stone? Or you're ready to quit without making money yet. The idea is to replace your income. If you don't have income, there's nothing to replace, meaning you're gonna make life hard for yourself. The third tip is leverage. Google leverage today. Google all our talks. I'll be doing leverage. I have other videos on that topic. It's a topic that's endless topic. If you wanna survive this business beyond your first deal, there are way too many people that I know that actually closed a deal and never got to close any more deals. That's even worse. Then never closing a deal before. If you want to learn how to make money, even if you never close ever deal ever before, this book right here, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, go there, grab it. Just go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And if you go right now, I'll give you a second one for free. My newest book is called Real Estate Money Secrets. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I will see you on the next one, and peace.